Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and I am speaking to you from the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Welcome to tonight's show. And after we take a brief moment, we're going to go to one of our sponsors and introduce one of our sponsors and give everybody a chance to call in. Our call-in number for those who wish to participate in tonight's show, that call-in number would be 657-383-1372. I will repeat, 657-383-1372, and you will be able to participate in tonight's show. And I'll be right back to introduce our guest this evening, which would be with the National Muslims Business Conference and other guests that will be participating along with that national conference that is going to be held here in North Carolina in early parts of May. But we'll be right back with tonight's show after the brief message.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings I turned, and you were gone. Far from a darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade.
And again, welcome back to tonight's show. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum from the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio here in the Washington metropolitan area. I have along now, I think, my co-host, Brother Aziz. Brother Aziz, are you there and wish to speak to the audience before we go into our special guest?
Greetings and assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal. I'm ready to get on with the show, brother.
Okay, wa alaikum salam, Brother Aziz. And so, yes, again, the New Africa Business Association, like we always let you know, that we are a network marketing and a business identification organization. We look to identify businesses in our community so we can get those businesses published in our communities, and hopefully our communities will in kind shop at these businesses. The participation that goes on here in the Washington metropolitan area, that type of participation is going on all across our nation. And when I say many, many different cities and many different states have New Africa Business Associations, and we all are subsidiaries, or we all are members, are connected with the National Muslims Business Conference. So with that said, that's who we're going to be having on, because we have a great big conference coming up. And I wanted to give everyone a chance to come on so they could hear from our speaker. Brother Kareem, are you with us? I'm sorry. Is there the National Muslim Business Conference of David Hassan? Are any associates of David assigned? Are there anyone with us? Okay. Well, we look forward to having the New Africa Business Conference, or someone from the New Africa Businesses Conference headquarters, because they are having their big conference now in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and some of the information that I have here I'll share with you. And hopefully, again, is there any representatives from the New Africa, from the National Muslim Business Conference? If there's any representatives, we certainly welcome you. Okay, Brother Aziz, did you have any information or any information that you heard up, because we are representing that conference. But like I said, let's go ahead and share some of the information about the conference. Mm-hmm. Like I said, once a year, we all go to the National Muslims Business Conference. This is where all the business associations throughout the country, we all now go to this national conference. At the national conference, you're going to actually be able to witness many of the progresses that was made by throughout the country, because everyone will be reporting there what's going on in their areas, the different markets, and also many, many different entrepreneurs who will be able to show you how to become very productive yourself. But and speakers from all over the country will be at this conference. So that's going to be held May the 4th to May the 6th. And that's, again, May 4th to May the 6th, 2018. And that's going to be held down at the Raleigh Durham North Carolina area. The telephone number for those of you who wish to register, or for those of you who wish to get your vending information in, that number is 704-201-1353. Again, 704-201-1353. And you can register. Also, those of you who are wishing to do some vending and get information on how to set up your space, then I suggest calling that number also. And again, tonight's show, of course, we're looking for a representative from the National Business Account, Muslims Business Council, to come on. And if there is someone from that conference on the radio as we speak, we welcome you to speak. If not, we will continue with our program as we have it generally. So do we have anyone from the business conference on the show this evening? All right. Well, in that case, we're going to open the mics up. As you know, like I said, we are a network marketing and a business identification organization. So any business person who is on who's on the air, I am opening the mics up to you so you will be able to identify your business, talk about your business, or if you have a business idea, we're certainly interested in hearing that too. So as we speak, like you said, our information, our message is always trying to keep the African-American dollar in the African-American community. We know how strong the African-American dollar is because of the consumer spending powers that we demonstrate on an annual basis of our spendings. And that is a very, very large amount, as we know, over $1 trillion. So again, having those kinds of funds returned back into the community, as you can see, the power of the black dollar speaks for itself. So again, I am going to open our mics up. I also want to bring on our other director, Ms. Swan. Ms. Swan, are you with us from the Delaware area?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good
evening.
Just fine.
All right.
Good, good, good. As you, any comments you'd like to, we're waiting on our special guest from the National Muslim Business Conference. You know, they're having that that annual conference next month, May 4th to May 6th. And so we were looking for a continuation of the what they were talking about last week. So again, hopefully someone will be coming on from that area. But in the meantime, we always have our regular agenda and our regular reports. So is there anything that we need to be brought up to date with from the area or from the information that you would like to share with us until some of our special guests that do come on?
Actually, I want you to know from last week with my plans on meeting with my people here in the Wilmington, Newark area. That's ongoing, and I still have some more people to contact along those lines. So I'll keep you updated. And, you know, of course, that's a slow but sure process, but nevertheless to make sure that I touch board with people who would be willing to look into that idea and, of course, who would not be in our black community. It's a matter of organization and a matter of putting the word out. Now, in terms of the decision made for our strategy for how we would like to implement the plan of getting a vested community with the black dollar, I said that as of last Saturday, that decision would be made based on our input. I still want to get with that, not regarding that, but I still want to get with Facebook input so that I can be abreast on what people are saying to us in any regard on Facebook. So we still have to touch base there. For the final one, because it seems as though the suggestion was to merge the two ideas, It will be the understanding that it will be called a Black Friday welfare day. So with the merging of those two, which speaks for itself, instead of looking at necessarily the end of every month, which can be taken away and placed instead with a Friday. We talked about not having every Friday because we don't want to do too much too soon. And so we'll start slowly with one Friday, and then slowly as we see how we have cooperation, input, and interest, we can increase those numbers to as often as our constituents say they would like to have it increased. Now, remember, individually, people can do what they want with the idea, and we encourage that. But from a national effort standpoint, we would want everybody on the same page doing the same thing at the same time so that our efforts will not be splintered. That's where that project stands. Let me see. The other thing that was brought up was the idea of accountability. And since we are asking for that kind of contribution, and we don't mean contribution in a large sense, but in a small sense, those who've listened to the previous broadcast know of what I'm speaking. I don't want to detain from those who might be coming on with our program we have planned for tonight, but from a regional, national, and local standpoint, we have to now plan on how that money would be placed into the hands of something very reliable, something that people can feel trustworthy in presenting their money to it. And, of course, that takes some looking into. So that month by month, people will know exactly what organization or what effort we are placing their monies in, so it's not just sitting in a bank or sitting wherever, not doing what the people have vested their money in. Now, that would involve, too, whether we already have something in place. We have people, for example, we have people right on our radio broadcast who talk about having started their own credit unions, their own banks, and so forth. We can look into that to see if that is something that would be reliable and has stability. But that takes some research. It takes some time and effort. We have we have the time to do that. But we do want to make sure that once the monies are sure, that the people know that they're what they're putting their money towards is sure. Oh, and again, with Facebook, I'm able to contact through only the Atlanta, Georgia community, but I haven't been able yet to get to the Washington, D.C. community and others and on Facebook. So I really would like to see the efforts there so that I can get full communication and feedback from where people's heads are on our efforts. Let me see. It's just a lot of wonderful things that can go on all at the same time, but it takes a lot of coordination and patience and consistency, and that seems to be coming along nicely. Let me see. I think pretty much that's going to take care of where we are right now, but we need our smaller committee coming together now so that we can be face-to-face and just hash out a lot of things. And so now, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to have to be our own individual meetings, set times, set schedules, where we can put together what we already have, what we already know, what seems to be on the planning board, so we can put the pieces together and let this puzzle start becoming a picture.
Okay, Ms. Swan, we certainly thank you for your report. And I again, yeah. I apologize. I did say several times that I was going to send you over the password information that you need to access the information so you can do the work that you're talking about doing, because it certainly needs to be done. And taking a moment and reflecting, of course, today is a day that our great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, his assassination was what happened today, today's date anyway. And we want to, of course, reflect and reflect on that. But at the same time, I think about that dream that Dr. King had, and of course, that dream is independence, and independence, commerce, and business. As far as African Americans, again, the power of the amount of monies that we spend in taxational revenues and the monies we spend in consumer spendings is very powerful. And today that we can control businesses throughout our communities, that dream that we're trying to realize can almost assuredly be realized, because you're living in prosperity and entrepreneurship, business. That's what's going to give you the prosperity that that any nation or any group of peoples must have. They must have commercialization. And so I think going back to what Ms. Swan was just speaking of, and some of those of you may be coming on a little later, you may not have heard the efforts. We're saying that we want to, and of course the New Africa Business Association, this is our purpose, but we're saying that we want to identify businesses in our communities. And by so that's why if you're a business person, whatever you can do, make yourself identified in the African American markets. And the reason I say you should put forth such an effort is because when it comes to business, we have a very low number, a very low percentage when it comes to participation and ownership of businesses. Our numbers are very low. So therefore, one of us, an African American, could go into business, and many of us are in business, but the communities, and I'm saying your communities, that powerful black dollar, have no idea where you're located, because of the fluctuation of all the other folks who have been in business for so many years. They are drowning out your participation. So again, this is why it's so important that we network and say, hey, here we are. We're in business. We have these goods. We have these services to offer. And we are ready to grow our businesses and become productive and employ our own. This is the independence that you get from commerce, and this is definitely a dream that we all have, but it's a dream that can be a reality. Mm-hmm. Because, again, of the large amount of monies that we already see that we're spending. The only thing we're saying is bring it back into the communities. So on Fridays, like Ms. Swan and many of us around the country have already said that they want to start boycotting, or they want to start more or less stop spending their monies anywhere other than African American businesses, And if they cannot find an African-American business, then we will discontinue spending our monies on Friday's period until and our purpose is to show those who are receiving these large amounts of monies from the African-American communities and the disrespect we have to get from making these folks rich. And what is that disrespect? Racial discrimination. So again, by taking away the dollars from these folks who wish to be separated, I want to show I want to show hate throughout the communities. We're saying that we're going to take away our black dollars from your business establishment until you change, and we'll see that change be from how vested you are also in our black communities. If we can exchange our monies with you, then certainly you should be able to exchange your monies in return with us or become a fair business acquaintance with those who are sharing and spending their monies together. So that's what the we're saying. They're talking about discontinue spending our monies on Friday is the show that, like I said, fed up, and we know that the power of the dollar, anyone, regardless as how angry or how discontent they may be with you, they still want your dollar. So we're saying we're going to take away that dollar and put that dollar in our own communities. And so that's why we're saying, but at the same time, like I said, it's hard to find African-American businesses because we're drowning out. There are so many other business participants and have been for so many years until, yes, it's pretty hard to say where our brothers and sisters' businesses are so we can be participants. That's one of the reasons why I say we need to build businesses right in our own communities, because the African-American communities, right in the heart of the African-American communities, most of them don't have any businesses. Your businesses is, in somebody else's little town, a few miles from where you live. The best place to build a business, as far as I am concerned, is right in the heart of your own black communities. And I would suggest you do that as quick as you can, because these black communities, I'm telling you, is becoming very expensive. It's here in the Washington, D.C. area, I don't even know if you can find a black community anymore because everything costs $700,000 on up. So that eliminates a whole lot of black, you ain't going to see nothing of white folks. I'm telling you right now, that's who have the money. So identifying black businesses and participating and create new businesses in our own communities, I see it's worth it. Again, you've heard me say many times, if you looked at our community as a portfolio, I would look at a portfolio and I would say, let me see the history of what's going on in, with this company. And in this case, I'm talking about this community. Here's a community that's spending over trillions of dollars, and they're 99% consumers. My goodness, that is a wonderful place to put your monies in. This is why so many companies have businesses somewhere close to the African-American community, because those statistics that I just talked about is a reality. There was a report that was put out by the S&P, Standard & Poor's, in 2005. I never forget it. They talked about what I've been talking about, just about the power of the African-American dollar. And they were talking about the very thing that put your businesses somewhere close to the African-American communities, because, again, it's a powerful dollar, and they're spending it at 99.9% consumership. So as fast as they get their monies, they're spending it right back to consumers. And, of course, we know those consumers are not African-Americans. So, again, that's the picture. That's the picture that I don't even have to try to paint that as a reality. But at the same time, it shows the power of your dollar and what would happen if you circulate that dollar and continue to circulate that dollar right in our communities. Again, our mics are open. Our number to call in is 657-383-1372. You can participate with us at this point. Anyone who has any comments or suggestions, the mics are open. We certainly accept your comments.
Bilal.
Yes.
You mentioned the community. I just want to make sure we define community, because that doesn't mean where your zip code is. Ideally, community is the Black community. So if you're living in a $700,000 area where you know the Black dollar cannot be vested, that is not your community per se, except for those in that community who have our interests at heart. Your community is anywhere where there is a Black business. If it's 10 miles away, let that be your Black business. If it's online, let that be your Black community. The community is not a zip code. The community is wherever there is a Black business. And we must make sure that we do not narrow our vision on giving to a Black business. There is no geographical limit. There is no geographical limit to your spending your dollar to a Black business. And I do want to say also, for those who, for whatever reason, cannot physically or even technologically get to the Black business, part two of what we're endeavoring to do is the $5 per Black household donation. And that can be done by simply looking at what we determine will be, of course, first of all, to see how we're going to place that money safely, and then how we're going to make sure that people get their accountabilities for that, so they know that the money isn't just being turned in without them getting some type of report on how their monies are spent. So with that in mind, keep in mind that $5, we said we would designate something per month. Ideas were, for example, let's pretend the year has started. January could be women's health. February, children's health. March, housing and homeless shelters. April, the National Black History Museum. In May, scholarship funding. In June, the contributing to the historically Black colleges and universities, because with the schools that are non-traditional Black colleges and universities historically, our schools that are historically Black are being threatened for closure because other schools can offer scholarship monies. And our children naturally and families are going to lean towards where the monies are, but at the threat of losing our own schools, we've got to find some way to save our schools. And, for example, in July, we can do an outreach to our motherland, because they're reaching out their hands to us, and we can't just be concerned with our community as this being here in America. That's our community as well. In September, food banks. I missed August. In August, we could have the Black entertainment and media involved in our effort. October, entrepreneur recognition, and November, working with the disabled. A lot of our people who have given their lives and their limbs and their service to the country, what are we going to do in turn to them? And December, of course, looking for the federal government to see the efforts that we expend, because God helps those who help themselves, and everybody else likes to help those who help themselves. So by showing 11 months of our efforts to help ourselves, we can certainly ask the government for 1 month of helping those of us in our efforts. So things like that. But I just wanted to point out that our community is a national and international community, and that very much includes Nick. Mother Africa has given so much to the world to get so little in return. So we want to make sure that that community is in our hearts too.
Yes, and thanks so much for those comments. And but getting back to what I was saying earlier, as far as communities, and I put that price tag of $700,000. It's what our communities has turned it into. You see, this is why I'm saying why we are a community. And let's make, and there's no bones about it. We can recognize the African-American communities all over this country. It's very easy to know how to go across the track and find that this is my people's. So again, but my thing is this, why we still have these communities. These communities are fading out. You're being bought out. You're being bought out because your communities become valuable to others who want your communities. And this is happening all over the country. So this is what I mean about become invested in your own communities and start doing commercial businesses right in your community, because this is where you can still afford to do business. You can't afford to do business, I tell you, in that swamp out there. That swamp is dominating you. But right in your own homes or right in your own communities, if you become vested and start building up those communities, right where you are, that's where your dollar bills. Remember, you're spending outside of your communities. We're talking about spending inside of your communities. Keep the monies in the communities. So again, yes, you're right. We can identify in our communities. I don't think we have any problems there. But I'm saying to become vested in those communities and become entrepreneurs before someone come in and buy you out, because if you're not productive, then it's easy to take over, because there's no value. And where there's no value, I can certainly come in and take over at a very, very low price and create a value where it now would be $700,000. That's what your communities have turned into. So it's no longer your communities. That's my point, because that is happening as we speak. So again, the mics are open.
Yes.
We invite your comments or your suggestions. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, and welcome back to the night show again. Call in number is 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq, along with my two other hosts, You guys can introduce yourself.
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And Bernice Swan.
And Sister Bernice Swan. And the New Africa Business Association, again, rather than Mark continue to talk about our association, like I said, our mics are open. Anyone who have comments or suggestions or a business idea, we certainly are ready to hear your comments.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam.
This is
Imam. How you doing, brother Imam?
Yes, good. Tariq Abdul Mukmin here, the owner of Adams Enterprises, LLC, affiliated with Commonwealth Partners. we are a company that acts as the intermediary between you, the potential entrepreneur, or the entrepreneur, and the manufacturers in China. Okay? We have great entrepreneur opportunity, sponsorship program, buyback program. We have financial services, legal services, and if you have any questions, you can reach me at 228-209-2877. Again, 228-209-2877. Or you can go to shop, that's shopcwp10.com. Again, that's shop, shopcwp10.com. And you need to use, give you a customer number. You would need to use this number here, 1002. Again, that's 1002 to enter the site. Also, here at the Biloxi Islamic Center in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, we have every third Saturday of the month from 10 to 12 Central Time, we have an entrepreneurs workshop. If you're interested in being a part of that by way of conference call, let me know. I can give you my conference call number, and you can listen in and make comments. Well, not really, because I'll be streaming live. You still can listen by conference call, but I won't be able to communicate per se because I'll be streaming live on Facebook. That is Adams Enterprise, LLC, Facebook page, Adams Enterprises, LLC, Facebook page. Go to that page, like that page, and share that page. And we also will give you an opportunity, if you have a business, you can post your business on that page as long as your product and our services do not violate the words of God, being the Quran and the Bible. Okay? So we can leave that like that. And also, if you are want to be in person with us at the workshop, we will allow you minutes to promote your business. And this is one of the things that we are trying to do here to encourage African-American businesses, particularly in this part of Biloxi that's seen to be neglected. So we're trying to do, again, do encouragement for that. So with that, I'm going to end right here. And, again, my number is 228-209-2877. And if you haven't, I said I was going to end. And if you have not attended the National Muslim Business Conference in North Carolina, try to make plans, call some people, team up together, drive together, whatever, stay together. That will give you a big boost in order to do what you're trying to do. It did for me. It helped me to strive for more last year and everything because it was very inspirational. Very, very inspirational. And Brother Banyan, I must say that I know David is not on the phone because of the flight schedule. You know, he accommodated me at his house for an hour or two and prepared a meal for us, the other brother and I that was there. And, you know, up until our flight got ready to leave. So it made me feel very, very comfortable. So, again, thank you. the three of you, and I want to do whatever I am able to do to help this and move forward to what we need to do, because only 5% of African Americans own businesses in this country, and that percentage is the same from 300 some years ago when we was released from being enslaved. Thank you. Greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
And Brother Muslim, we're so glad that you come on, and of course, like I said, we need you and others to continue to come on, because again, the only way we're going to be able to reach to have the power that we want as entrepreneurs is to network and get to know each other and bring the power of business ownership together. So please, by all means, thanks for your and the information that he was sharing. You know, you can go on the website, and all of the goods that are being sent here that you are that's coming in from China and other areas that markets that these brothers have, they have distributorships where you can buy at wholesale. But you can go online, the information that he left with you, and he will leave this information with you again before we close. But you will be able to go on and actually see many of the items that is on display, and not only for your if you don't want to be in business, then certainly you can buy at any time at retail prices, and all of the different retail chains that are associated with this organization. So again, these are professional business owners who is trying to share their success, and they know by sharing this their success, they're owners now, but they can become bigger owners, and they can only become bigger owners by African Americans participating and in business, going into business yourself. And they have, like he was saying, all the professionals that it takes to put you in business, and then have your business being supplied on a regular basis, so you can become an entrepreneur. So go online again, and Brother Mookman, I would look forward to your continuing to come on. Brother Mookman, we were talking about, though, and I don't know how long you've been on, but we were talking about...
Brother Banyan, I've been on... before anybody else, I'm not saying that to be disrespectful, but I was I called in 4 minutes before the program started, so I wouldn't forget. Okay, so I'm patient. I'm a patient person. Yes, I caught everything, and I only said that to save time, okay? Because we calm down.
Hold on. I'm on the radio.
Yes.
Call me back.
One other thing I would like to say, you know, go to that site. We have ready right now, Mantoni Men's Suits. Mantoni is an Italian brand made in Milan, Italy. 100% virgin wool, Super 140. Super 140s, wrinkle resistant, hand tailored. And it's with some brief modifications, you know, you can take it to anyone who knows about tailoring. It can fit you. And a person would think that you have on a tailor made suit. How I know this, I got them, I wear them, and it gets a lot of people's attention. Okay? And so that's just one of the things on there. And I mentioned briefly before. And I quote Dr. Boyce Watkins. He made a very, very important, powerful statement. He said, everyone is making money off of black women's hair except black women. And we have that product, and that's just one of the products, numerous of products. choose the product that you want to purchase as an entrepreneur, okay, because we got that connect with those manufacturers in China. Whatever your name or whatever label you want to put on any of the products that's coming out of China, you can private label that product. No problem. We got you covered. So, again, give me a call at 228-209-2877. We help people at the Entrepreneurs Workshop how to register the business with the state of Mississippi, particularly in the federal government, things like that. And we have to get over the fear factor, the fear of failing. That's keep a lot of African Americans from going into business. We come up in an environment where they talk about job creation. There's nothing wrong with that. But they don't want to talk about business creation, because as long as you a worker, you're making that top 1% on 82% of all the wealth in this country particularly. Okay? So we have to start thinking about business ownership. We're not saying quit your job. Start something on the side if you choose to do that. But look and see if you will be able to make it as a business owner, an entrepreneur. You don't know until you try. Get that fear of failure. Face that with the fear of succeeding and success, not failure. This is very, very important.
Right.
And everything. So I said I wasn't going to say all this, so I'm going to yield. Thank you.
No, again,
thank you.
And let me repeat again: the National Muslims Business Conference. All of those. That's going to be held May the 4th until May the 6th, and that 3-day weekend. For those of you who wish to register, those of you who wish to have vending information as to where you can go down and display your business products, and you'll be displaying these business products to a vast, vast amount of brothers and sisters, our potential clients, your business person. So these are clients that you'll be sharing your information with. So we look forward to your participation and your being at the business conference. That number again is 704-201-1353, and call and make your reservations and also any information you need as far as going and selling your business products. That's again May 4th to May the 5th. A National Muslims Business Conference of International Trade Show Weekend. And that's going to be at the Hilton Hotel down in the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area. Again, 704-201-1353. Again, we got about 5 or 6 more minutes. Our mics are open to anyone who is listening. And if you wish to have any comments on what you've heard this evening, or suggest any ideas that we'd like to share, then now's a good time to do so. The mic's open.
Yeah, Brother Aziz here speaking. I wanted to say that at the National Muslim Business Conference, they will also have there the ambassador from Senegal, Ambassador 40-Think, and there'll be a discussion there about Senegal and business folks in Senegal doing business with African Americans, you know. I urge people to come if they want to be able to, you know, participate in, you know, seeing and listening to what goes on in that meeting. or the opportunities that may exist there, because it's rare that we find Africans doing business with African Americans. So this would be a great opportunity, and you know, to see what's going to happen there. So this is one of the things that's going to be offered there at the conference, the National Muslim Business Conference there.
All right, thanks so much for the comments, Brother Aziz. And like, just to sort of piggyback on what you were saying, not only VIPs and executives and from many parts of the country, but you're going to have entrepreneurs, like I said. The New Africa Business Association, we represent the Washington metropolitan area, but our participation is going on all over the country. So you're going to have entrepreneurs coming in from many parts of the country, New York, Pennsylvania, Maine, Washington State, and all the way out to California, and all over the country. You're going to have all of these entrepreneurs coming to the National Business Conference. So you're going to be meeting entrepreneurs and successful entrepreneurs from all over the country. This is the type of network, and you're going to be able to be actually involved with meeting and greeting and having dinner with. You're going to be with this type of networking is going to be going on for the entire weekend. And yes, VIP speakers. I try not to miss any of these conferences because, again, just the networking and the contacts that you can make. You won't be able to make these contacts or be able to have this type of fellowship. And this is business fellowship. It wouldn't be possible if we didn't come together like we normally do at the National Business Conference. This is where the entire country, the entire come together, and now we can participate and talk about what's going on in our local areas and our and bringing it to a national stage. So I think it's absolutely wonderful that we have this type of organization going. So please share this information with them. And as you can see, like if we talk about communities, we know the African-American community, we make no bones about it. When it comes to African-Americans, we don't know who is a Muslim, we don't know who is a Christian. Because your mother might be a Christian, your daddy might be a Muslim. That's just how intimate and how close we are as a community when it comes to being believers. So spread it on to believers and have all type of participation. We still got a couple of more minutes, so the mics are open for comments until we close out.
Bilal, I just want to mention you brought up gentrification. And so along those lines, for our listeners who are involved with real estate, that's very important because since our black communities, many are now becoming quite desirable for any number of reasons, proximities and everything else, I'd like to see us bring in folk who can tell us about renting versus ownership. Because if you have a business and your business is owned by the building itself or the vicinity itself is owned by someone else, then those owners can oust you even with the best of businesses going on. So it looks like we're talking real estate here also, because you've got to own where you are also doing your business, because otherwise a sale can oust you and your business. That's what I'm seeing with gentrification. A lot of us are renters rather than owners of our real estate, and it looks like that one would contradict the other in terms of stability.
Okay, and with that said, we will be right back with next Wednesday with the continuation of the New Africa Business Association. We thank all of our participants. And like I said, spread the word, because we got so much information that we need to share with each other. Good evening. As-salamu alaykum.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say. And how long have you held your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect